The Labour government has made an election pledge to see the percentage of women in company boards rise to 40% by 2014. If the situation does not improve, quotas might be implemented. So this begs the question, why are there not more women taking up senior positions? Marketing assistant Rebecca Zhu works for a superannuation company in Melbourne. She says the glass ceiling makes it hard for women to succeed in male-dominated companies.
Many of the people at the top of management are guys, and they have actually worked since inception. And they just happen to be men, and they happen to be old. So it's a bit of a boys' club that's been formed. They have prior knowledge, a history with each other. It's not as easy for a woman to break in. And so since the company culture has been that way for a long time, when women come into the company, they very quickly realize this is the case. What chance do they have to be promoted? If you try and push against a norm, you'll get penalized.
Then there are some who choose not to pursue a high-flying career. Jacqueline Cow, a working mom in her mid-20s, say that women like her choose to prioritize family above work.
We fought for choice, and that's what we've got. The people who succeed are the ones who put in the extra work, and as a mother, I'm unable to do that. I cannot stay behind and clock extra hours in the office. This is due to my choice to be a mom. When I had my child, I understood that my career would be affected.
But it is not simply about personal ambitions or lack thereof that prevent women from pursuing their career. Jayanti Balakrishna, an information officer who works for a feminist organization called WIRE, says complications in women's personal lives matter as well.
I think it's not just what the aspiration is, it's where they are at their life. Like many women could have experienced domestic violence, and that could have caused the family to break off, and that might have put a break in her career, and she might have to look after children, and many other related issues which might have hindered her from pursuing a career. It's not just the drive and determination, but where she is at a place, in her life.
Jayanti agrees that implementing quotas on companies can ensure a more equal representation of women on boards.
I think it's a great proposal, because then it actually is recognizing that there is a big gap and giving women opportunity to serve in boards.
But Rebecca has her doubts about quotas.
Ideas to execution, there's always been a gap there. If you get a good company who understands what the government is trying to do and they implement it properly, then it will be a good idea. But if you get a company that just follows what the government says, does it because it has to do it, and doesn't back up the woman, doesn't give her support, then it's a very miserable position she's in. If there was someone else, like a trailblazer, another woman who had been on the executive team, if the company had a female CEO before, had a female executive before, then other women can see by her example and they will be more confident to maybe go for her job.